Last evening, like he was saying, this word like Buddha. You know, like, so generally, kind of like, you know, we have this memorized knowledge. But like when we act, you know, our actions. So there are actually two faculties involved in the action, you know. Like something is like from the memorized knowledge, you know, we say, you know, going to say it will be cooler in Sattar. And this is like from the memorized knowledge. And you come with, and then again you have to make commands, you know, to your hand, you know, or so that they can go to your pocket to buy a ticket. Like, you know, generally. So this is not place of Buddha. Buddha means like when both happens from the same place, like when this, and that is what the Smriti is, like not memory, Smriti, where kind of like both faculties meet. So he was saying that if we, you know, like actually through the yeah, the steps, you know, he was telling me yesterday, like through like using the feelings and through the feeling there will be times that like kind of like bleeds of Smriti, like something which is not feeling, you know, which is something else, that will be felt like very quietly. And through that digestive system, like through the Smriti, easy to catch digestive system. And through digestive system vitality, and through vitality, kind of like, you know, this is the way, like the way he was saying is not through actually not through mind, you know, that's what he means, kind of like. So that's why he at the end he said etat buddha, you know, like very clearly, like is not that you can memorize this and this will happen. So is not that is not the case. The case is Buddha, you know, so that both faculties can be together somehow. And then he says, like once somebody is Buddha, then it's also intelligent, you know, like his definition of intelligent, if these two faculties starts working together, right? Not separate. And then definition of intelligent.
Intelligent.
Yeah. Like he's saying, like, etat buddha buddhimana. Like, you know, once somebody you know, either discover or whatever, you know, like somebody discovers or connects to this place where like command for power as well as decision lies in the same place.
No. Command for power?
Like, you know, like generally, like, you know, when we make decision, like say, so making decision means decision. Like from the intellectual understanding, like not this intellectual thing. We say, okay, you know, now this will be right time to go Sattar because Lucknow is getting hot. So this is coming from the memory. But at the same time, the hand is not going up, you know. Like when you decide this, hand still stays like, you know, very quiet. And then you have to ask hand, you know, to go in back, kind of like it's again command. And in life there is like another kind of command where like knowing comes with power, you know, like kind of activity follows knowing without second command. Mm. And that's what he's calling like buddhva.
Mm. What happens if I'm in a space where I have no clue what to do?
Yeah, so then just be like, you know, this is like he was saying, kind of like this. Because he was talking like about uttam, you know, beyond good, better, best. You know, there is like a word in Sanskrit, like they call. So then, like to reach this, then he was referring, you know, this will be the way, like really going to the feeling and feeling, like in the feeling realm, you know, there will be like very much like personal feelings, you know. Like the first encounter will be like my, you know, my feelings, and then slowly my will be reducing and feelings will be there, not much, you know. Like many times we kind of like one can feel for many. So if I'm feeling from my feeling, it will be very difficult to feel for many. So like when feeling is like my is reducing and kind of like feelings, like generally like my is on top of the feeling. Feeling is like hidden under me, my. And then slowly, you know, this my kind of reduce and feeling appears, like only feeling, not connected to. And then he's saying like a kind of like a bridge of smritis, like
so like when this my comes away, right? That's how a person can understand the way things work, the way the mind in general works.
Like, yeah.
And then that's okay.
Yeah, you know, it's like every day, like a refinement, you know, kind of like every day you feel. Like when you really walk there, like every step, I know, is like more cool air, you know. Like, you know, cool in air. Like American cool, you know, not cold, you know. So like one step you walk, more cool, you know, and American cool, and another more cool, kind of, you know. That's where, you know, like really, like until here, you know, the practices really, they are kind of like, you know, they, like somehow you do them, you know. But from here, like they really take over somehow, like because it's, every step is kind of like, you know, you don't give chance for other things actually, you know. So that's the thing. Buddha, like, is very important, probably very important faculty in spiritual realm, like Buddha, because then, like, life and practices, they really go along. Generally, like, life and practice, you know, they go apart before this, before Buddha. You know, life says, you know, gulab jamun, and you know, practices, chanting mantra, you know, like it's like that, like kind of two directions. And from here they really go along. And then he's saying, kritascha bharat. Arjun, this is how one fulfills what one's supposed to fulfill. Like, you know, these are the kind of like very, very secret steps through which one fulfills what one is supposed to fulfill. And now, still, as we know, Krishna keeps on speaking, so he do, and he's saying, Abhayam sattva sansuddhi jnana yoga vyavasthita danam damascha yajnascha swadhyaya tap arjanam. Like that Arjun actually like a kind of like purifying impurity, like you sattva sansuddhi. Like a, probably, like, and there is a time like when we purify impurities, and here he's talking like purifying purities. So saying, what helps purifying purities is abhayam, means like taking risks. Kind of like a and why we don't take risk, because risk feels risky, you know. Probably life, we don't give importance to life as much as to things, because if like when life, say, you know, like when something, some kind of feeling has appeared, and if we don't walk with the feeling, that means, and reason is because if I walk this way, I will be losing, you know, something like kind of like this is what the fear is. So saying, actually, what purifies purity is allowing the life, and certainly allowing the life is risky, you know, it's like a taking risks. So he's saying abhayam means like a not allow you know attachments to take over on the life. Like when life speaks something, you know, like speak means, when life speaks, it's through the feeling realm. And feeling realm is unknown, kind of like this. It's mostly unknown. And then we, because of the known realm, like always, life is not acknowledged, kind of like the feelings are not acknowledged, and this is how life stops speaking. Like, you know, it speaks, but then because of this, you know, says, I'm not heard, so why to speak? So saying like, purifying, purity will happen through acknowledging feelings.
And what does he mean by purity?
Purity is like, sattva, like, you know, actually sattva means like essence, you know, not the personality part.
Okay.
Like, you know, there is purification on personality part.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like a purification probably on buddhva, like what he said. Like, you know, there is like this some kind of like we say being.
Okay, purification on being.
Being, yeah. Like kind of like an individual level.
Mm.
Purification of being. Like still, you know, there will be some you know, kind of like some leaves within the iceberg, you know, like being, like something, you know, some insects, like this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that purification can happen through hearing life speaking and acting upon. Gyan Yog Vyavasthita. And certainly like he's asking that in this, like in this case also we have to apply experiential knowledge as manager, like, you know, as manager means like, so that life is heard, as well as activity is in such a way that is least harm, kind of thing. So that's why he's saying like, Gyan Yog Vyavasthita, like, Vyavastha is like the manager, you know, like if experiential knowledge becomes manager in this life. Not as master, but as manager. Like managing life. Kind of like the life is speaking and that has to be done. And now is the time for the experiential knowledge to do in such a way as manager that is like kind of like in the best way. You know, am I clear? Okay.
The experiential knowledge is
like, you know, say like
not
some
the mental, that one.
Huh? Not the mental. Like the manager means like you know, there will be like in the mind, like generally there are like suits, you know, and they are like black and white, very black and white. And in experiential knowledge is not so black and white. You know, there is like kind of like from the mental knowledge there is no risk involved, you know, like it's only black and white. And in experiential knowledge, you know, there will be like kind of like little bit, you know, like at least, you know, like, you know, if this is like the cage of lion, so mental knowledge will say, you know, like just stay here. But experiential knowledge will say, you know, just like little bit finger and then, you know, like, because I can do this, you know, like I can take away my hand. So I take like, I do the like little bit finger, you know, so, you know, that.
So the Yeah, the manager is one.
Yeah, manager means like this, like little bit not black and white, you know, like little bit. Because if it is black and white, it's no chance for the life to grow. So kind of like he's say asking that, you know, it's not that because say, you know, there is one story like in Panchatantra, like there was like one mad elephant walking and somebody like with like, you know, kind of like should knowledge, with black and white knowledge, thinking that this is spiritual knowledge, was walking like towards the elephant, and then like the man who was on the back of elephant, he was like shouting that, you know, go away because hand like the elephant is mad and he can kill you. But like because this person, you know, from this like only mental knowledge, thinking that I'm a spiritual person, and so somehow like somebody else took him away, and then they were saying, you shouldn't do this. But he said, the books say, like, you know, if it is God's will, you know, I will be killed. But then he said, but like, also like God was speaking through the man who was sitting, that get away. So like in that way, like, you know, sensible, probably like more sensible, not like a, you know, that just from this like black and white, you know, little bit more space. Because black and white has no space almost. Either this or that. And like this, this will have like little more space to play.
So this is when like insight, knowledge,
yeah,
becomes what you're saying, like the boss, becomes like,
yeah,
mental.
Yeah, yeah, like he's like, yeah.
Okay, and that's when it,
yeah.
So keep it as the manager.
Yeah,
it?
Then
keep
like,
it
no,
as like,
yeah, you know,
the
like, just like keep on walking on that, but it's still with sensibility, you know, not kind of like jumping in the well. Like, you know, because like many people from this line can really jump in the well, you know. So this is why he is being very careful, you know, like really making the experiential knowledge as your manager, you know. Let experiential knowledge manage the activity. Like, let command be from the life as well as experiential knowledge manage the activity.
So there could be a time when the feeling from life comes,
mm-hmm,
and then the mind kind of jumps in and shapes it, kind of, and shapes more like a black and white thing,
yeah,
of what that feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's saying not to do that, but really allow some more space. So it's not like black and white.
Mm-hmm.
So something slowly, like if black has come, that also has come slowly. If white has come, that also has like little more space, little more time. So it's not like at the same moment, you know, kind of stopping or not starting at the same moment, like giving some little.
I get a feeling from what you're saying that it's like moving around in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of taking very little steps,
yeah,
and kind of feeling around.
Something like that.
And not knowing, not having the,
yeah,
the light to show I'm going there, but just having to kind of take each step.
Each step, yeah.
Slowly
and
feeling around.
Yeah. And
but then it becomes, like with time, it becomes more
then it's like
a quicker flow.
Yeah, because then it becomes like more clarity, you know, like more kind of slowly darkness dissolves. You know, it's like more like later, you know, it really becomes more
like clear. It becomes a seeing.
And then he's saying, and what else will help, you know, is danam, like generosity, damas, means not listening, not listening tendency. Swadhyay, reading books, you know, and as well as reading yourself, and tapa, like practices, kind of like tapa means activities against tendencies, like that will be like tapa. And yajnas, like burning. What is known as not good, like, you know, some things like you become very clear that, you know, this is not good for me, so burning that. And Arjamam means simplicity, you know, not like not accepting life very special, you know, accepting life it's like very simple. And all these things will be very, very helpful, purifying the purity, purifying the being.
What was the one with not listening?
Not
listening.
Two tendencies.
Oh, not listening to tendencies.
Yes. Like not listening them. Because generally, kind of like, you know, general connection to life is that, you know, I'm special, and like say, I can connect to idea that I'm very special, and I can change the world. And then, you know, I will be kind of like flying in my ideas, not in the reality. Like, not really. Like, then I will not allow you to be you. Like, you know, if I'm really flying there is no room for you to be you. Either you fly with me or you go away. Not in between. So that's what he means, like simplicity, you know, like really accepting life as life, not life as idea.
this thought when you said that about simple, that it seems like it's harder to stay simple when, for me right now, it means buying a big international plane ticket and coming over to India to be learning about spiritual things. It seems like it then needs to be this really big deal because it's this big journey that maybe I have a hard time letting it be simple sometimes because I've made it this big.
You know, because that is true, but like, you know, when it's time, it's not like he's saying like that. You don't have to be simple all the time. You know? Sometimes, like, the human qualities take over. So also accept that, you know, like, I can be that like that. You know? It's no problem. But like what he's trying to refer that, you know, if we can really keep an eye there. Otherwise, you know, like, I will be really, like, no connection from the earth. You know? Many people's life, you see, no connection from the earth, you know, as if they don't walk on the earth. So, not that, you know, what he's referring to. Certainly, like, you know, it's very, very good to walk above the earth sometimes, you know, also to feel like, also that feels very good, like, very humanous, very good. So, also sometimes allowing that, you know, okay, you know, I can walk a little bit, you know, like, yeah. Ahimsa, satyam, akrodha, tyaga, shant, paisunam, daya, bhutesh, loluptam, mardavam, heer, chapalam. M. Trying to see other as not other. Like, kind of like trying to see that there is a location of the body, you know, like location of body is different, but inwardly no difference. Ahimsa. Satyam. Like speaking what feels right. Because, you know, with this, like, probably with this word, like, we really don't connect so well because generally, like, speaking truth means describing the situation as it is. Like, generally, we take this view. And we forget that also we have intelligence in us. Like, say, if I have to speak about some situation, and if I don't use my intelligence, I might describe so that is not helpful for the person. Like, same situation. So that is not truth. Truth means really seeing the situation and then really feeling what could be the helpful in that. You know, truth doesn't mean I report, like only I report, you know, camera report. Truth is not camera report. For that, camera is good enough, you know. For that, human is not needed. Truth means allowing, like, eyes to connect to the heart and then reporting from there. So So that is like the satyam. And I think, you know, this is like, we really need to learn a lot around the truth. You know? Generally, like, from the truth means like the camera report. But that is not truth.
But it's also like, I mean, I feel like what I understand that he's saying is this, that we don't even have this ability of just a camera because it's always subjective.
Yeah, it's always subjective. It's not only that, but yeah. Also like generally like, that truth means, you know, the camera report.
Yeah.
Not allowing kind of
thing. Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, because for me this is a really tricky place, I'm interested.
Yeah.
Because often there's this, like, there's the illusion that I'm being subjective, even though I'm not, and then so what can help?
Yeah, you know, like
in that to kind of,
you know, like
shift a little bit?
Kind of like more allowance, you know, more feelings. Kind of like as camera goes different directions, you know. Similarly, feelings can go to different directions. Like not really being in hurry to report. And if from all the direction and then from there. And then akrodha. And probably not being attached to oneself. Because if I'm attached to myself, anger is the result, you know. Like it's no way that I can really hide, but you know, fire will be inside the stomach. So probably akrodha means not being identified with me, you know, as much as possible.
So just what's coming from that, like that bit of it, is maybe that sometimes, like if I speak for myself, I can use truth
mm-hmm.
as a way of but this is true, and it's a way of kind of strengthening the self, the ego, something like righteousness.
Yeah. You know, that is there. You know, like in, I think in, especially in Western psychology, you know, that is very, like, probably honesty and being, you know, this right side, you know, like taking side of right. And both they come from the ideas, you know, like many times, you know, I feel not helpful, you know, like having them, like to the degree of they are unhelpful. Many times, like, and also create many situations, you know, unhelpful situations, not really allowing them, you know, to feel from different directions. Like it's like very, very, like as soon as something like that comes, you know, like backbone gets strengthened, you know, like suddenly, like because in a mode of speaking, like kind of like without allowing, you know, like it's really, you know, it's very new, like probably not more than 100 years old, you know, this psyche, but it's somehow has grown in Western world, like very much, and always like as soon as that comes, like suddenly, like you can see the backbone getting strengthened and really like looking forward, you know, without allowing the feeling. So probably, you know, this area, especially, you know, like it's really very carefulness is needed. Like this is through the experience, you know, with the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tyaga. Letting go. And this will also include letting go of the ideas, like, you know, many, like especially probably, you know, this idea, you know, idea of being right, from really seeing that from another way, from a felt way, not just psychological. So, like, tyaga means for today only this, you know, like these two areas. And shanti upaye sunam. Like, kind of like, we are very good making minds unhappy by remembering like something which is not needful, like kind of like many times we are unhappy, and actually there is no reason, you know. Reason is that somehow I make myself remember something, and that is the reason of unhappiness. So saying, if we can like say we will have some memory which we know that certainly they will make me unhappy, and what will happen that, you know, those memories, like, they come, and in the beginning they really don't touch, you know, like you can see from little far, and what happens that out of habit, as soon as I see from little far, I become identified with that, and then the whole kind of traumatic thing happens, you know, like then I have to really lie on my bed, my head kind of, you know, bedside. So what Krishna is saying, like actually really recognizing, you know, what are they then, and there is a chance, like there is like they like, he's not saying that they will not be there, their memories will be there, but identification is on our hand, you know, I can allow, you know, identification or not, or I can say, okay, you know, this is my meditation time, you know, I will really like to identify, but later, something, some tricks, finding some tricks, so that mind is quiet, like.
A bit before we get back to the camera, I don't understand why you use camera.
No, because it's like, generally like, camera means like the eye report, like truth, like generally like what we say, from the truth is like the I report, you know, like not really involve feelings.
But the camera has the feeling of something objective, yeah?
Yeah, objective, you know, like actually, like, you know, there is another faculty in us, like not only I, you know, that can really feel good, you know, in this situation and report according to that. So what Krishna is saying, you know, truth is not only what you see, but also from the seeing what you feel, and also from the feeling what you feel is right, like to what will be helpful, you know, all these faculties, when they are involved, so that report will be truth. Maybe, like when you are reporting that, maybe from the camera report, it doesn't really might, like many times, like it will not match from the camera, you know, like because there will be like some twists, you know, and those are because of being beneficial.
I mean, if it's not just the iron thought,
yeah,
because of being then the twists are in,
yeah,
it's some feeling.
Some feeling, no, because some feeling, like some connectivity, you know, like what will be helpful, you know, like kind of not only I report, not only what I feel about it, but also what could be helpful. You know. And then another thing, like he's saying, where we really go, like quite a lot, is like speaking about others, you know, like, you know, this person doesn't do this right, kind of like, you know, a lot of like chidran vesha in Sanskrit, means like really kind of like another way will be allowing people to be, you know, like, kind of like, we can say, you know, I also have, you know, this and this and this, you know, like I have like these holes, so why other people cannot have holes, you know, like, because it's, like as human, holes are there, so why really I expect that, you know, if Palji doesn't have any hole, like my expectation could be because that will be helpful to me, you know. Like if you don't have any hole, maybe that is helpful to me. But probably that is not, like for our relation, you know, probably not good because, like, you know, somehow each of us find us with some hole, you know, something like some leak points will be there, you know. So really allow. And if when a chance comes, like if I really allow, then there will be like a time that, you know, you will, because also like we many times like we feel that if I don't have this hole, like we drift and then we feel, ah, it will be so good if I don't had this. And then one of these moments I might ask Palji, oh, Palji, don't you know that I have this drift, you know? And do you think, like, is there any plaster in the West, you know, which I could put and kind of, like, heal it? And I think, you know, that is the moment kind of for the Palji to report back. And that will be, like, so helpful, you know, in other, like, spaces. When you say, ah, you know, Ajay, like, you are bad, then I'm in a bad mood, like, suddenly, and I almost don't listen what you say, like in a bad mood, I really don't listen. So, like, in this good mood, like, there can be, like, a really good connection, and maybe, kind of, like, you can ask some, like, this new system of buying, and, like, within 3 days, that plaster is available, and
the what's
I'm
available?
Kind of the, something like the plaster.
Gotcha.
Like within 3 days, you know, I'm healed. Kind of. So what he's saying, like, you know, this is like a very good way of helping each other. That we allow everyone to be everyone. And certainly there will be times that person himself, herself will ask for the help. And that is the right time to speak about it. Then you say, Daya. allowing the kind of like love current to be on. You know, there is like a current of separation, which is on most of the time. So Krishna is asking if current of love is on most of the time. And if current of love is on, then certainly, like through this current, feeling what is helpful to anyone, is very available, kind of like through the current of love, really helpfulness is found very quickly. Like what will be helpful for anyone, very quickly will be seen. So saying like this, kind of not putting this switch on the current of love, you know, so then it is not off any time, you know, if it is direct, like directly connected, so that it's on all the time. Lo luktam. Like acknowledging satisfaction so that greed is not on all the time. Like generally, like we feel satisfied, but we don't acknowledge satisfaction. And this is why greed keeps on, like the tongue of greed, you know, is always going there, because satisfaction is not acknowledged. If satisfaction is acknowledged, then tongue will be within, can not go out. Mardavam. Not dumping, kind of. Like generally, like we find ourselves, you know, dumping into each other. You know, like I come with anger and then dump on somebody. You know, this is how dumping happens, you know, many times. So it's saying if if we can be aware of the dumping, you know, like so that our our, like, you know, things are dumped, but in a dumping place, not on somebody. So being aware of that and three.
Does dumping increase the whatever the negative thing is, or does it just pass it on?
It just like pass it on, and then certainly also will increase. You know, so. And then he's saying hiri, like a kind of like, I think they both will go together. Hiri means like feeling little sigh to dump, kind of, you know, in that area. Feeling sigh to like dump on others.
Feeling shy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That helps.
Yeah, that will help, like, you know, feeling sigh, you know, around that will help.
You got any suggestions of the other place where we could dump it though?
Yeah, you know, this is one of the good place, yeah.
For you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I got like many factories, so I got really good. Yeah.
Good,
like, manure, you know, like good manure.
You're
yeah.
The newbie sector.
Yeah. And then he's saying, chapalam. Kind of like being decisive, like what he means, like being, like when we catch something, like when we really feel that this is right, so really being quick to that means like really keeping it alive. Otherwise, like, you know, we really come to a scene. And then, if we are not quick enough, like it doesn't work, like, you know, we forget. So it's saying, like, really, when we are looking to ourselves, you know, if something, some clarity comes, really, to be quick to catch that, so that, you know, like, you really know that, you know, like, I need to work on this now. You know, something like, we can see that I have been working like this. And probably if I, like that is like a process, you know, like you come with and then say, if I change a little bit, you know, will be better. And he's saying like really being quick there, otherwise like you will miss the change. So kind of like really being quick, acknowledging and kind of putting that in your system, whatever acknowledgement is.
So he's saying like the change, mm-hmm. like this is like a good thing.
Good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the good, like you know, the many, many areas, acknowledgement will come. Like say, you know, I have been coming to class, you know, like every day, say, late, you know. And then one day I acknowledge that this is not good. So if I can put that with me. Otherwise, you know, like, my acknowledgement will not mean anything because next day I again will be late. So something like, something which feels right, really putting that in the system, like being quick enough so that it's in the system.